This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Well, it's us again, and it's Wednesday. Ignoring the parts about life that we don't like gives denial power to devastate our lives. You know, you've heard it said, are you a queen or king of your own river? Denial.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this podcast today, y'all, we hope that you'll discover why acknowledging your reality is the first step towards a manageable, truthful life. Because when we're in denial, it's unhealthy. It promotes distorted thinking, and you know it's not good all the way around. And we're backing this up with James 5:16 because it talks about this very thing, which is acknowledging what's going on.
Yeah, it says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results.
You know, sins can also be faults. They can That takes the edge off of it a little bit. Shortcomings, just things that we're hiding, things we're ashamed about. Just getting that out, getting all cards on the table and going, it is what it is. This is how it is, what's going on, and just reasoning it out with someone else. Because denial, it keeps you really, really sick. It keeps you in a place where, again, like we already mentioned, your thinking is distorted and you're out of touch with reality. And so denial also has been an issue for me because of all the fear that I, you know, have grown up with. And so you just push it away and you don't deal with it because you're a fear. And so it's very unhealthy. But, you know, when you know that you've got someone that you can trust and his name is God, You can tell him anything. And the scripture here is encouraging us to tell another person. And that's where our mentoring comes from. Confessing your faults, confessing your stuff to someone else so you can be healed.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it's a very important part of your personal prayer life, you know, is confession. And, you know, you want to confess it to God. And then, of course, you know, like it's saying here, you want to confess it to another person, you know, that you trust. And, you know, I mean, everyone has sins and everyone has failures. Okay, everybody does. And so don't think you're the only one walking on the planet that has sin, because everybody does if we're truthful. And that's the whole point, being truthful, you know, and getting it out.
That's where the healing begins. Mm-hmm. You know?
I know.
And you know, you guys that are following us, you know how big we are on mentoring. And that's the beauty about it. When God puts someone in your life that you can trust, things you've been carrying around with you your whole life, you get it out there, and it is amazing what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get it out there and allow God to have his way by trusting him and the person that he's put in your life and get it all out there, it's amazing the change that comes over people, just the relief.
Yeah.
And we hear that probably more than anything. I cannot believe the relief that I feel and the love we are mentored too. The love that you feel from God is, you can't even describe it, because you're seeing him move and change you when everything and everybody else, every prescription, every other thing that you've tried didn't work, and he works.
Mm-hmm. It does. And you know, I mean, you know, a lot of people have ulcers and things like that. A lot of times it's for keeping things inside, you know, the worry that comes along with that. And when you confess it and you get it out, I mean, you feel so much better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have that, I guess you could say, that acid buildup, you know, anymore. Mm-hmm. You feel relieved. You feel free.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what God wants. I mean, prayer is never a waste of time. Mm-hmm. Never. And it yields amazing results. Amazing results. I mean, God responds powerfully when we display our faith, you know, by sharing our problems with him. You know, I mean, that's part of showing our faith, is sharing our problems with God.
And some of you may be one of those kind of people where people have always come to you to share their problems with. And that's a huge thing. It's a wonderful compliment anybody can pay you, because when you share with someone, you don't want them to overreact. You don't want them to judge. You want to share with someone who's just going to listen, who's not going to judge you, who's not going to overreact or use the S word, which is should. Should is very shaming.
Yeah, and it is.
Nobody wants to be open and transparent with someone who's going to overreact and all those things that we just mentioned. It won't work.
Mm-mm.
And we're representatives of Christ. And if we're not behaving in a loving way, why would they want to get to know him and allow him to heal him?
Yeah, that's heal true. Them. You know, I mean, people, may see you hurting or going through a trial or situation. And if you are a Christ follower, I mean, how are you handling that situation? You know, and so that will give them a lot of confidence if they see you handling it through God. Are you praying about it? Are you depending on Him? But are you doing your part too? But are you depending on God? And through faith that, you know what, we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this thing. And so, you know, that has a great effect on people. An awesome effect, you know. I mean, just like in Matthew 5:16, it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That's what that's about. You know, what are your good works today? You know, and maybe it's showing someone how to handle a situation. You know, maybe it's staying calm in the midst of a crisis. And they say, how in the world are you so calm? Well, I know God's in control. I mean, he expects me to do my part. Because a lot of people say, well, God's in control, and you sit down and you wait for him to act. Well, that's not, you know, to me, that's not the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God's gonna act when we act.
Right.
Okay? Because he's more than capable. He can do anything. He can do the supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants us to do the natural before he does the super.
You know, and there's situations that I've been in that have gone awry, and I don't even know why. But I'm left with the repercussions from it. And what am I supposed to do? Well, make the best out of it and, you know, go about it in a way that I believe the way God wants me to handle it. And I've handled things before where I didn't handle it the way I believe God wanted me to handle it. And a lot of it was because of fear. Mm. A lot of it was because I didn't want to be talked down to or shamed. And so I can still be one of those kind of people that will try to solve it myself and take care of it just because I don't want to have to deal with everybody else. And then it gets really difficult. When you start solving problems in ways God didn't tell you to solve them, he's not responsible to make it work out. Mm. He didn't tell you how to solve it in the first place. And I've been in those situations too. So what do you do?
Yeah.
And again, situations that went awry that had absolutely nothing to do with you. Anybody out there that's listening, anybody ever says anything about other people's choices and mistakes don't affect you, I say, ha, to that. Because the choices other people make will affect not just them, but everybody else.
Yeah.
And who's left holding the bag?
That's right. You know, and really, I mean, what we're talking about here is, especially if you don't know Christ, I mean, you really don't know how to manage your life and have a truthful life. And those of us who do know Christ, you know, are Christ followers, I mean, there's times, you know, that, man, we come across situations, we just throw our hands up. You know, instead of running towards God, we run towards the problem. But really, the first step in getting this peace is knowing Him, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to know Him.
He's the ultimate problem solver if we will let Him be.
That's right. And so,
do you have a problem with, you know, where you're going to spend eternity?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know someone who can solve that problem for you.
Well, that's for sure. And listen, if you've never done this, if you've never given your life to Christ, Or maybe you have and you've walked away. Maybe you've had a problem and you turned away and tried to solve it yourself and it just didn't work. But you're having a hard time coming back. Or maybe you've been in church for a long time and you're just now realizing, you know what, man? I've never given my heart to Jesus. Well, here's your chance. And so if you would, pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for who you are. I know you died on the cross. You rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say that my sins are forgiven because I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins. Lord, thank you for that. Father, please help me manage my life. Be truthful. And thank you so much, Jesus, for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're excited for anyone that prayed that prayer and has genuinely asked Christ into your heart. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole key right there, genuinely. Because he can solve problems for you like nobody else's business if you let him. Because you can trust him. And he's not going to turn on you. And he's not going to shame you. He's going to reveal to you ways that you can solve your problems. And it's up to you whether you do it or not.
That's right.
And it all starts with just being open and transparent with him.
And if you gave your life to Christ right then, we'd love for you to email us at info@livingitup.org. Or if you'd just like to make a comment on our ministry, we'd love to hear that as well.
Mm-hmm. And we would encourage you as well, as always, if you're following us, to pray for a mentor to come into your life or find one that can walk with you in this new journey that you have, seeking God as your problem solver, okay, to keep you out of denial, like mm-hmm. we talked about, someone that you can trust to help you with this.
That's right.
And so anyway, it's been good.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope and pray that someone listening had received some relief from hearing this, some confidence. And we ask you to just pray that God will send you someone that you can trust so that you don't have to live in denial because you're too afraid to tell somebody what's going on. We want you to have peace.
That's right.
Okay, so remember, life's a package deal. Ignoring the parts that you don't like gives denial power to devastate your life. Okay, we hoped by listening to today, you discovered why acknowledging what's really going on in your life is the first step towards managing your life and living a life of truth.
That's right.
So keep living it up.
While beginning again.